This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Secondary Education Examination, SEE, to be held on 31st of March. 16 districts of Nepal yet to be leprosy-free and 7 people killed in a shooting in Jerusalem. Now the news in detail. Rashtriya Swatantra Party has postponed all the programs that were supposed to be held in the province. Party's spokesperson Dr. Mukul Dhakal issuing a press release yesterday informed that as per the decision of the Central Committee, all the meetings of the provincial committees and organization expansion programs have been postponed. Likewise, Dol Prasad Oryal has been elected as the acting president of Rashtriya Swatantra Party. The National Examination Board, NEB, has published the Secondary Education Examination, SEE, schedule. According to schedule published by the board, the exam will start on the 31st of March and will end on the 12th of April. The search and rescue operation conducted by the Nepal Army following the crash of 80 Airlines aircraft in Pokhara is underway. Although the Kaski District Security Committee meeting decided to withdraw the search and rescue team deployed at the accident site on January 21st, Nepali Army spokesperson Krishna Prasad Bhandari said that the search for the last victim of the air crash is still underway. The body of one more person on board the aircraft and feared to have died is yet to be found. Kathmandu Metropolitan City is going to collect details from 9 ward offices to make a national identity card from Sunday. It is said that in the first phase, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City will start work from national identity cards from ward number 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31 and 32 from this Sunday. Spokesperson Navin Manander said that the KMC has already discussed the last phase with the Department of National ID and Civil Registration to provide this facility to the 9 wards at first and to all other wards respectively. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has started preparing for the distribution from the ward office after receiving complaints from the citizens that they could not receive ID cards on time due to the provision of a distribution of identity cards only at certain locations. A total of 16 districts in the country are yet to be free of leprosy. According to information shared at a program organized to mark the 17th World Leprosy Day on Friday, the 16 districts are Jhapa, Morang, Siraha, Dhanusa, Mahottari, Sarlai, Rautahat, Bara, Parsa, Parasi, Rupandehi, Bake, Bardia, Kailali, Kanchanpur and Assam. Director of the Leprosy Mission Nepal, Subhakar Kandil, said that 2,000 to 3,000 new leprosy patients are found every year and stressed that people from all walks of life should work together for a leprosy-free Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 7 people have been shot dead at a synagogue in East Jerusalem, the most killed in an attack of this kind for years. At least 3 more people were injured. The incident happened in the city's Niv Yakun neighborhood at about 20:15 local time. Police described the attacker as a terrorist and said he had been neutralized. Local media identified him as a Palestinian man from East Jerusalem. Speaking at the scene, Israeli police commissioner Kobi called it one of the worst attacks we have encountered in recent years. Forensic teams are investigating a white car that appears to have been driven by the gunman. Palestinian militant groups praised the attack but did not say one of their members was responsible. An urgent search is underway in Western Australia after a tiny capsule containing a radioactive substance went missing. The casein contains a small quantity of radioactive cesium-137, which could cause serious illness if touched. It was lost between the town of Newman and the city of Perth in mid-January, a distance of roughly 1,400 km. The public has been warned to stay away from the capsule if they see it. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services has said the capsule cannot be weaponized but could cause radiation burns and have other longer-term risks like cancer. The state chief health officer and radiological council chair said the object emits a reasonable amount of radiation, Dr. Andrew Roverson. New Zealand's largest city has declared a state of emergency after torrential rain prompted widespread flooding and evacuations. Friday's downpour in Auckland shifted houses, stirred traffic, and cut power to homes and businesses. The city is said to have received 75% of its usual summer rainfall in just 15 hours. Auckland's Mayor Wakney Brown has also said infrastructure and emergency services had been overwhelmed by the impacts of the storm. In a statement, Fire and Emergency New Zealand said it had been dealing with roughly 1,500 calls for assistance. The New Zealand Defence Force is helping with evacuations and emergency shelters have been set up across the city. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly cloudy in Province 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Gondaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhu Pashchim Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Secondary Education Examination, SEE, to be held on 31st of March. 16 districts of Nepal yet to be leprosy-free and 7 people killed in a shooting in Jerusalem. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.